for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A poll of Virginia teachers finds opposition to arming school staff. State election officials are working on better instructions for voters to avoid the kind of problems that happened last November. And thanks to a state grant, a new welding school in Buena Vista is helping to close a critical shortage of skilled welders across the country. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, March 16th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Earlier this month, the National Education Association polled 1,000 educators on topics of school safety. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports on the findings.
Nearly 70% of respondents said arming teachers would be an ineffective way to prevent gun violence, and 40% reported owning or having a gun in their household. Jim Livingston is president of Virginia's Education Association.
And overwhelmingly, those members who were surveyed, many of whom are gun owners, do not believe that introducing more guns into our schools, into our classrooms, is going to solve the problem.
Cross Yates, a student at Thomas Jefferson High School in Richmond, agrees that teachers shouldn't be armed during school.
You never know what they're going through throughout the day, to where they may sit that gun down and just hurt somebody with it.
The Virginia Education Association is convening a task force to study the issue over the summer. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Virginia elections officials are set to give voters clearer instructions on how to fill out ballots properly after one disputed election was decided by drawing a candidate's name from a bowl. The State Board of Elections is set to adopt new ballot requirements later this month. State law already requires that local jurisdictions include some kind of instructions on ballots, but those instructions could vary. A Republican won a House of Delegates race earlier this year after his name was pulled out of a bowl, and that determined party control over the House. The race was tied after election officials allowed a disputed ballot to be counted for the GOP candidate. The voter filled in the bubbles for both candidates, but also drew a slash through the bubble for the Democrat. A new welding school in Buena Vista has been awarded $200,000 from the state. The grant will allow the school to help close a critical shortage of skilled welders across the country. WMRA's Jesse Nadler heads to Buena Vista to take a look at the new wave of welders who will fill a growing need for skilled tradesmen in the future.
Welding is a key part of nearly every major industry. Take the food industry. Raw materials, milk, beer, grains, whatever, flow down a pipe. If a weld in the pipe leaves a groove where bacteria can form, it can spoil the whole load. So the weld has to be perfect. Byers Incorporated is a heavy industrial and commercial contractor in Natural Bridge that works partially with food-grade piping. The brothers behind the company noticed that the quality of welders applying for positions weren't up to snuff, so they decided to open their own school so they could train welders to their own high standards. Enter Byers Technical Institute, a welding school outside Buena Vista that's been open since August. Today, a group of about 10 young guys are working on a weld. One woman is also enrolled in the school, but she wasn't around the day I visited. And this weld that they're working on, the integrity of it, will be measured by X-ray.
What are you working on?
Piece of pipe on 6G.
Is it hard, what you're doing?
Is it hard? Arguably the dumbest question you could ask a welder.
It's not too bad.
An X-ray detects any flaws from the surface of the weld all the way through to the root.
Walt Johnson is director of the school.
If a weld fails an X-ray, it has to be cut out and redone, so it can't even be put into service.
The school's debut comes at a great time. The industry faces a critical shortage of skilled welders, some 200,000 by 2020, according to the American Welders Society. Most welders are nearing retirement age. Byers Technical Institute, it's almost booked.
We sat down with some manufacturers and asked them what their needs were, and a lot of what we heard was lack of skilled labor.
Brandy Flint is with the Office of Community Development for Rockridge County. She's part of the team that worked to expand course offerings at Byers by securing a $200,000 matching grant from Go Virginia. It's a statewide business-led coalition that seeks to grow existing businesses in the state.
That $200,000 that'll come from the grant will let us buy new equipment, more equipment. We'll be able to expand and add more training booths. We're going to be able to add a full-time instructor, add hours to a part-time instructor to help with our evening program.
As it is, Johnson says he's having a hard time keeping up with industry demand.
Companies are actually competing for highly skilled welding graduates right now.
And that leads to salaries. You can make real money in welding.
I would be disappointed if a student left here without a $50,000 or $60,000 job offer, and the potential to go all the way up into six digits is there.
The school's early success points to a tilt toward more high-skilled technical training. Rockbridge County High School students leaning toward the trades can take classes at Byers for credit. Flint again.
Once they graduate, they'll have about half of the program already done, so they can continue directly out of high school without having to go to a higher educational institute of like a four-year or a community college. If they don't want to, they can continue on with the technical training.
If someone just really isn't sure what direction they're going in, they want to be able to provide for their family, if they'll come down and talk to us, we're about every student walking through the door, leaving back out the door with a job.
Jobs, it's what it's all about. And the icing on the cake, the Byers brothers in Natural Bridge get a steady supply of skilled welders. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
And you can learn more about all of that at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. And enjoy your Friday.